Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.
When we encounter challenges in our lives, what do we do? Do we stop? Do we look at the path? Do we ask how? Do we stay focused on why this happened? Why are these things happening to me? Because when we go on a path that we believe in, we'll be required many times to go down through the trenches, to get dirty, to break chains, sometimes unconsciously, but that happens, to be tempted by the other side, by the dark side of the force. Those places where we bring ourselves to question ourselves, to doubt ourselves, to lose belief, to lose belief in ourselves, to be afraid to fail, giving up and giving our power away, giving our power away to the other side, to that negative energy that draws us down, that pulls us down. And we question our natural abilities and divine gifts. Many times we freeze in our tracks, or we make choices and decisions that are coming from these places, from these negative energy places. And when we are in this negative space, in this constantly feeding ourselves with the same stories, with the same beliefs, giving ourselves reasons why not to do what we really want to do, and believing that that is truth, but how can that be truth if we are immersed in something that we cannot see beyond it? Isn't truth inclusive? If it's compartmentalized, it's an aspect of truth, isn't it? It's a side, it's a piece of a puzzle. And when we are stuck inside a certain frame, we cannot see, it's like we cannot see the corner in that circular room. There is a corner, we just don't see that. So what do you do when you encounter your other self? How do you respond? Do you respond? When you consciously meet your other self, your other side, one of your sides, one of your becomings. You're not anymore sucked into, like a vacuum, sucked into that character, into that expression. You're not anymore in that expression. You see, you watch it like a movie. You watch it like a movie, like a moving image. And you can recognize that because you've been there. And now you're in a place where you recognize that it was an expression and you don't have to stay there. Now that you made the observation and you recognized, you brought it into your consciousness, you made, gave it a name, you gave it whatever you gave it, you realize it's a mask. And it's a mask that, if it helps, then you can keep wearing it. But you are here because it didn't help. It doesn't help anymore. It did help at the time. But you're not a part of it anymore. You're not it. That was your expression. So what do you do when you find yourself, when you look at yourself, and you see yourself as a moving image? What do you say to yourself? How do you, from here, from this place, make a choice? Is the choice you're going to make independent from that moving image that you see? Or is it a culmination of everything? It's the integration. You integrate all of yourselves, all these beautiful failures. Failures without the emotional attachment, just from a task that you might have set for yourself, set to yourself, and did not achieve that. And you take all these and you create a map. You're mapping yourself and you can see where and what needs to be lifted, balanced. And the first is to start with a gratitude to where you are here today. The first step is just to pause and look at you until today, with everything, with all these beautiful experiences, with these challenging experiences, with these experiences that opened your eyes, opened your heart. And to be grateful. And to be thankful. Moderni, this is Ofer Adam. I am thankful.
מודה אני כל בוקר שהחזרת את נשמתי מודה אני על בגד שנחת על גופי שלא יהיה לי קר אתה שומר עליי מודה אני כל בוקר על האור על עצם היותי מודה אני על לחם שנחת לשולחני שלא אהיה רעב שלא אדע כאב על אין ספור חיוכי מודה אני על כל כישרונותיי ועל כל שיריי את כולם אקדיש לך דע לך, דע לך, שמודה אני לך. עצב לך אהבתי אליך את חיי, אליך את חיי. מודה אני כל בוקר על כוחי, על אבי ועל אמי. מודה אני על גשם שנתת בשדותיי, לדאוג לאוהביי נתת לי חיי. על יום המנוחה מודה אני, על שפע וברכה, על המשפחה כל כולי רק בזכותך. דע לך, דע לך שמודה אני לך. כישלונותיי מודה אני, על אכזבותיי, פחדיי ומכשוליי הם כולם לטובתי. אין אחר בלימי, רק לך מודה אני.
עופר אדם, מודה אני. Hello, welcome, happy Sunday, this is Abracadabra, create what you speak. I'm Ilan Azulay, I'm your host, I'm a spiritual mentor, a sound healer, and a coach to help you reclaim your power. And we are here every Sunday, and on the and every Sunday, and to find different ways to discover the different ways that we reclaim our power. What do we do? How we feel? Where are we in each step of the way? And I want to first start with prayer that we say every week, the utterance. הריני מקבל על עצמי את מצוות עשה של ואהבת לרעך כמוך. I hereby accept on myself the utterance, the two commandments of love your fellow as you express love to yourself. The focus first is you. It's very simple, you know, it's not coming from an egoic place, but it's come from a self recognition of this divine gift that you are. This divine gift that you are, and the divine gifts that are embedded in you, in your motherboard. The phone number here is 323-203-0815, and on Skype it's LA Talk Radio. 323-203-0815. Anything that you feel sharing, asking, discovering, we'll discover it together. So for the next hour we're here. I'm here, and you are here with me. And what I started with is something that is a reflection, projection. We are reflections and projections of each other, and we meet. And we meet a person that is a reflection of where we are or where we want to be or that which we invited into our lives. And when we invite somebody, when we invite anything, it's intention and sound. And what we say, and how we say, and how the intention comes through the words. And so I want to continue a little bit from last week on how do we know that we are on the right path. You come to a junction, you come to a crossroad, you come to a crossroad and you have choices now. Well, we always have choices, but sometimes we don't see them because we are in this place, in that space, wherever, whatever we're creating. Whether it's a work environment, a relationship environment. So what we are, so what are we, how are we proceeding? How do we come to this place of the feeling that you are doing something that is right for you? Not at the expense of somebody else, meaning not at the expense of, take an extreme example, like putting somebody down so you can feel good. Not in that category. In the place of what does feel good, and what is nurturing really your journey. So to continue about talking about what, how do we know we are on the right path? There is a sentence in the Gemara, it's really talking, saying it, "Lapetach ata torvetz ve'ata timshol bo." And what it says is, at the edge of the door, it sits at the entrance to the door, like on the doormat, similar to like where, like how a dog would sit at the doormat, on the doormat near the door, waiting for you to come out. It sits at the doormat, waiting for you to come out. What is it? That is the negative energy. That is the Yetzer Hara. This is that negative energy, the places that we are familiar with. Those negative spaces that are helping us tell ourselves a story that we are not good, or that we are not good enough, or we cannot do this, or we cannot do that, especially that. That we are not in a all these negative stories, all these stories that we tell ourselves when we don't trust ourselves, which is a story too. And it sits at the door and it waits for you to come out. To come out of your shell. As long as you are in your shell, the Yetzer Hara, the negative temptation energy, the lower energy, is happy. It's just about the fact that you feel so about yourself, that's what makes it happy. Happy, of course, in a kind of metaphor. Because that's the desire of the dark side. Of the other side. Those places, that side that keeps you small. That keeps you not believing in these gifts that you have. And how did that happen? Up until not long ago, it was the access. The access to these tools that you have in you. To these gifts. It's the access that we were not given, or we did not see, or we were not at the right moment in time in our life to utilize them or to see them even. And so it waits for you. But the next sentence, the second part of the sentence says, and you will rule it. You will rule, meaning you have the tools and the capacity to tell that Yetzer Hara, to tell that negative, this is not for you, thank you. Is it a part of you? Yeah, in a way it is a part of you. There are other things that we don't see or we don't understand in a certain way, in a certain level. And what we don't know can and will hurt us if we allow that. It's like when you have an argument, if you have an argument with somebody and somebody tells you something and you feel offended and you get hurt naturally to the body. So when we are in this space, Yetzer Hara is happy. But we have the tools and we have the strength. We have the power to rule it. And so how do we, when we come to a certain time, after a journey, after an experience, or while you are in an experience, while you are, if you separated, if you've met somebody, how do you know you are on your right path for you? And so when we meet, the second point is that when we meet somebody, many times we find ourselves that we lead with our hearts, with our emotions. And this is of course what we talk about here and we hear, and there are many ways to try and find out how to drop, right? How to drop from your mind to your heart. That different practices, different ways, these times, these last 10 years, the increase in the awareness went up crazily wonderful. And I heard a sentence that the longest distance we'll ever make is 18 inches long from our mind to our heart. And it is true, because we have two dominations, if you will. You have the mind, and you have the heart. You have the neshama, and you have the spirit. That part of the soul. The different parts of the soul. The five levels of the soul, and this is the neshama, is in the pineal gland area. And then your spirit, your body, your soul, your ruach. And in the middle, we have a very narrow bridge. We have our throat. That's why many times we also have throat chakra issues. So we talk about, and we make efforts, and we are going through our journeys, and we are discovering. And we open these places in our heart where we can become vulnerable, where we can be vulnerable. Allow ourselves to be vulnerable. And many times we stay there. We are leading with our heart. We want to lead with our heart. Right? We go through these discoveries and dropping our guards. And we lead with our heart, with our heart, with our heart, with our heart. This is a wonderful space. To be in a heart space. When you are in a heart space, think of when you say you are in love. What does being in love means? Just on this, on the story level, on the it's like a fish. Think of a fish that is in the ocean. He is in the ocean. So water surrounds right, left, top, bottom, back, front. He is immersed in water. It's the same thing. We are immersed, when we are in love, we are immersed in the energy field of love, the field of love. And when we are in the field of love, right, where we are in a natural state from the point of creation, we are in the place of giving. The essence of the creation is giving. The essence of God, of the Creator, is giving. We are receiving and giving, because we have the light in us. So we are givers by nature. So when we are in love, when you are in love, there is the feeling of expansion. There is the natural feeling of giving without receiving expectation. Giving for the sake of giving. Giving to the other person for the sake of giving to the other person. And when we are in that space, amazing, right? We are constantly giving and we don't feel depleted. We are in a non-depletion mode. We are in a constant rejuvenation. And how is the rejuvenation happening? The more we give, the more rejuvenated we are. And all the filters drop, most of them at least. And you allow yourself to become vulnerable. Because you trust, and that is the essence. When you are in the space of love, you trust. When you're walking your child, your baby, as he or she learned to walk, they trust. They trust. They trust because you're there. But there is the trust. They have that sense. And you don't give up. They try to walk, they fall, they get up again. They fall, they get up again. Because they're in the space of love. Now, this is a being in that space of love in a relationship is one aspect. Is one aspect of that truth. Because the entire truth is being in that space of love with you and where you are with the creation. In a gratitude mode. And if you are struggling with anger, try being grateful. It's kind of hard to be angry when you're grateful. It just works automatically. You don't have to do anything. It's just a practice of saying thank you and looking at what you have and saying thank you for having this. Thank you for waking up in the morning. Because when you go to sleep, how do you know that you're going to wake up in the morning? Do you have a contract? Do you have like a, you know, I'm going to sleep and getting up in the morning. We take this for granted. When we go to sleep, four parts of our soul level leave our body. The only part that remains in our body is the nefesh. It is that part of the soul that is keeping the car idle. Car is not driving. Car is working. Everything is fixed, but it's idle. It's in park. But it's idling. So something is keeping it going. The driver is not there. The driver is the four parts of the soul. Ruach, neshama, chaya ve'yechida. And the nefesh. The gas that fuels the mechanical parts of the car stays in the car. While the driver went across the street to the convenience store to get something, he still has to cross the street, he has to cross traffic lights because he didn't find parking. Is he going to go and come back safely from the car? So when you're grateful, you get up in the morning, like the first song of Omer Adam. You get up in the morning. This is the prayer. He actually builds on the prayer that we have every morning when we get up and we say, thank you, God. Thank you, Creator, for bringing these four parts of the soul back and recognizing the food and the air and the ability to mobilize ourselves in this dimension. And in other dimensions. And thank you for the experiences, because we dream and we go in all kinds of places. And we come back. So when you are in a place of gratitude, you really can't be angry. And you discover, if you meditate on just being thankful, just close everything around you. Lights. And be thankful. And so many times when we are in this space of love, when we meet somebody, many times we lead with that. Are we coming only from heart, or are we coming from being heart smart? Heart and heart smart. This is a sentence from King Solomon. The heart smart, where we are synergizing the mind and the heart. So we start with our heart. We lead with our heart. Yes, there is the connection. And you took a step not to be afraid. And that's the first step of not being afraid, because when you truly are not afraid, you don't even have to mention that I'm not afraid. You are just you. It's like when someone wants to, when someone that has maybe insecurities about themselves, they will try to assert what they have done and what they did and this and that, and try to force their belief, because they believe that that is truth. And so we come from our heart, or synergy between the heart and the mind. And so we lead with our heart. We allow the mind to be the guide. We lead with our heart. We guide with our mind. Guide with our neshama. And then the heart nurtures this harmony. It embraces everything. And the mind, meaning looking at where you are and asking yourself, is this going towards where you want to go? Your vision. You want to be involved in a certain line of business, or you want to go a certain way with a relationship. Is this supporting where you want to go, or is this a replica in a different story of an old place? One of the tools to evaluate for yourself is the person that you are with. Some, in one aspect, how is that person that you're with in the long run? And what are the traits that you don't see, or what are the things in that person that maybe don't, something that doesn't work for you? The person in front of you, just like you, you're 100% fine, you're wonderful, just the way you are. It is not about, oh, that person is less or more. It's just, is this where you want to be? Where is the choice of being with one person or the other coming from? So the mind over heart in Judaism is a mind over heart, is where the mind guides. Yeah, we are leading with our heart, but the mind guides. And then you can map your experience. This is what we do in groups and in meetings when we come together. We look at how to map your experience. And how does it feel like? And when was the last time that you paid attention to how you feel? When was the last time that you just listened to how you feel? And we go through these tests and these trials. Tests and trials that not are necessarily to see, oh, are you good or not good? But it's just like the Yetzer Hara that sits near the doorposts, waiting for you to come out of your shell. These temptations, these tests, that those many times can and are part of your past or part of your different expression. And then when you map the experience and you are able to look at how things have transpired, connect the dots. Only after connecting the dots can we really see our journey and what, how we say, makes sense. Right? Because we see how everything fell in the right place at the right time. Because that was the best thing for us at that particular moment in time in our journey. And one day you wake up and you see and there are some could be some edges that are lingering on you, trying to hold and pull you back to this familiar feeling, this familiar negative feeling, this familiar negative doubtful feeling, but it's familiar. It's familiar. So we rather be in the familiar. It's like almost like a default. But when we are starting to recognize that, to be conscious of these choices that we make, and you can see that manifested in how you relate to the person in front of you. How you relate, how you respond, not react, but respond to the person in front of you, but more importantly, respond to yourself. Because the person said something that triggered you. And the initial was maybe a slight reaction. Or if you've been there for several times and you know to recognize that it's just an observation, like a movie, you're saying, oh, this is, I recognize where this is coming. This is not about me. Now comes the art of how. Now comes the art of how to make this happen, how to make my choice. Because the words that we say have the power to be in both directions, building and crumbling. So how do we know that you're on the right path? Look where it leads you. See how your body feels. And one day you wake up, and it's there. And it's there. And it's there for you to grab and to fly. The next one is by Idan Reichel. Waiting and discovering. I'm Ilan Azulay. My website is bodysoulsound.com, facebook.com, /BodySoulSound is the other one. Have a wonderful week. Make it magic. Abracadabra. Leitot.
נרגיש משהו ישתנה משהו ירגע בנו משהו ייגע בנו ולא יהיה ממה לחשוש וזה יבוא כמו קו חרוט על כף יד זה יבוא בטוח בעצמו כאילו היה שם תמיד וחיכה רק שנבחין בו וזה יבוא אתה תראה הידיים הקפוצות יתארחו והלב השומר לא להיפגע יפעם בקצב רגיל זה יבוא כמו שהטבע רגיל להיות שלם עם עצמו אחד זה יקרה בלי שנרגיש משהו ישתנה משהו ירגע בנו משהו ייגע בנו ולא יהיה ממה לחשוש וזה יבוא כמו קו חרוט על כף יד זה יבוא בטוח בעצמו כאילו היה שם תמיד וחיכר כשנבחין בו וזה יבוא אתה תראה הידיים הקפוצות יתארחו והלב השומר לא להיפגע לפעם בקצב רגיל זה יבוא כמו שהטבע רגיל אתה תראה הידיים הקפוצות יתארחו והלב השומר לא להיפגע קצב רגיל זה יבוא כמו שהטבע רגיל להיות שלם זה יבוא כשלא הכל יטלטל אותנו ולא הכל יקר ומה שיפתח לנו מחכה
אמיתית תגישו אל תרפי אחיזה כי סברתי מאותן הזיות בהן עיניי חזו ונפשי לא נגעה השקט צורם וקולך מפייס מנפץ מחסומים איתנים מזרזת זרימה של דם של זימה טורפת את כל הקלפים צמחים מטפסים על קירות תאומים גם אני מחפשת מקום שצמח אם אין בי מלבד שממה תגישו כי מאסתי באותם כיסופים הלילה צעיר אך נפשי די לאה מלתהות על אותם קנקנים צמחים מטפסים על קירות תאומים גם אני מחפשת מקום שצמח
Listening to Abracadabra, create what you speak with Ilan Azulay, only